FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. The date is May 25th, 2016. Got somebody special on the line with us now. If you've been following the fracking debate, which we've covered extensively on FSN, and if you're wondering what the real agenda of the opponents is, well, we've got Stephen Moore. You know him well. Written books, Wall Street Journal, and so many other things. Stephen, it's great to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So you wrote this book with Kathleen Hartnett White. What was your intention? It's entitled Fueling Freedom, Exposing the Mad War on Energy.
Well, I think that they would make a number of points, but I think the most important point here is that we have this awesome opportunity in America because of these technological breakthroughs to really become the energy dominant country in the world. We can be the Saudi Arabia of the 21st century by using our vast natural resources. We have more oil, we have more natural gas, and way more coal than any other country in the world. I mean, we have 500 years worth of coal and 200 years worth of natural gas and oil. And our point is that we should be selling this, we should be drilling for it, we should be become energy independent. In fact, within 5 or 6 years, if we get this right, we could actually be selling more oil and gas than we're buying from the rest of the world. That would be the first time in 50 years that we were energy independent, something every president going back to John F. Kennedy has tried to achieve. So this is a big deal. And we also make the point that, look, if we can become energy independent, think about what that means for our national security. It means that we will not have to buy oil from countries that are trying to kill us. You know, we know ISIS is funded with petrodollars. We know that Saudi Arabia and Iran and Venezuela and so many of these other countries, Russia, we're only propping them up when we buy oil from abroad.
Yeah. And yet there's a debate about it. Pollution-wise, is it polluting the groundwater? Is it causing earthquakes, mudslides? I mean, every imaginable environmental...
Oh, you're talking about the fracking impact.
Yeah, the fracking impact.
Look, I mean, fracking is something that's been going on for 100 years in this country. It's just that we've gotten really, really good at it. So the fracking is just a way of drilling for the resources. What we've done with fracking is figured out how to get the short shale oil and gas, which is, you know, bountiful. I mean, we have hundreds of years worth of this stuff. We're way ahead of the rest of the world, by the way, in the fracking technology. The Russians haven't figured it out yet. The Saudis haven't figured it out. So this gives us a huge technological advantage. But, you know, to be against fracking is like saying you're against a cure for cancer. I mean, fracking is something that has really made this energy revolution possible. In fact, without fracking, you could make a strong case that we wouldn't have had a recovery at all, because most of the net increase in jobs happened as a result of the fracking and shale oil and gas revolution. So it's a very positive story. And the technology, by the way, the EPA just put out a ruling a few weeks ago that found that there have been no instances of contamination of the water or air from fracking. So it's just a mythology that the environmental groups are putting out there.
Yeah. And the thing is, what is their real agenda, the environmental groups?
That's a good question. I mean, I think a lot of these groups, look, let me put it like this. If you wanted to shut down the American economy and slow it down, what better way to do it than to deprive us of cheap energy, right? I mean, energy is the input that is used in everything that we produce as a nation. The microphone you're talking into, the cell phone that I'm talking on, the chair that you're sitting in, you know, the food that you had for breakfast, that's all a product of energy. And we want the cheapest energy and the most abundant energy, and we want it made in America. And, you know, one other thing, natural gas is what we're getting. We're getting a lot of natural gas from fracking. And guess what? Natural gas actually reduces carbon emissions. It reduces greenhouse gases. So the United States of America is actually reducing its pollutants and reducing its carbon emissions, and it's a result of fracking and natural gas. You're not going to hear too many environmentalists admit that, but even Department of Energy run by Obama admits that.
Yeah, and in fact, the U.S. is the only major country in the world that is actually in compliance with the Kyoto Protocol.
And the funny thing is, we're the only country that didn't sign it. Yeah. So, you know, this is why the climate change treaty that President Obama signed in Paris is a joke. You know, we're shutting down our coal plants in this country. We've shut down, dozens and dozens of them, and five of our major coal companies are out of business. And yet at the same time, you know, China and India are building hundreds of new coal plants. Now, explain to me how that reduces global warming. If you have China and India building hundreds of these and we're shutting ours down, that all that does is shift jobs and output and growth from the United States to our competitors. And that doesn't make a lot of sense. And it's one of the reasons Americans are so angry.
Hey, well, I think another reason is what's happened in green energy, that it's become a real, just a major kleptocratic grab for the cash. What have we gotten from green energy?
But you know what? One of the points we make in the book, though, is that we could actually raise trillions of dollars for the United States government if we started drilling for these oil and gas resources. So it's an enormous opportunity to actually pay our bills. And we could actually pay for the Trump tax cuts, and we could pay for more infrastructure and even more environmental protection with all the hundreds of billions of dollars we could raise each year by using our energy resources.
So as long as you brought it up, the election, Hillary seems to be a born-again fracking opponent. Trump seems to be totally behind it.
Yeah, I don't think there are too many issues where the two parties and the two candidates are more diametrically opposite than on energy, where Trump wants to use our energy resources. He wants to create the millions of jobs that come with them. And by the way, those are very high paying jobs. Hillary is basically keep it all on the ground. Let's try to, you know, use windmills and solar power. That's going to maybe produce about 10% of our electricity. And the question for Hillary, where's the other 90% going to come from? You know, we get most of our energy right now from natural gas and coal, and the left and Hillary want to shut that down. It's a very, very dangerous thing. We're going to have brownouts in this country, and all these young millennials who think it's so wonderful to go with green energy, wait until they can't power up their Game Boys and their cell phones and their iPads, then they're not going to think it's so cool.
Yeah, and look how much energy a web-based company like Google or Amazon consumes in their operations, keeping all those servers going. I mean, it's a huge amount.
Google tried to go with a total all-in green energy strategy about 3 or 4 years ago, and they invested millions of dollars in it, and they finally came to the conclusion it doesn't work and that they were going to have to use conventional fuels. And they also said, maybe we should build nuclear power plants, and I'd be all for that, too. Nuclear power is a good way to get electricity, but guess what? The environmentalists are against that, too.
I have to go into a conference,
but thank you so much for having me, and it's been a real pleasure being on your show, and thanks for giving a plug to the book. I think Fueling Freedom is really going to unlock the mystery of how we grow this economy again, and how do we get the jobs back that we need. And I think this is one of the reasons Trump is going to win the election. He's on the right side of the energy issue, and he's been on the right horse, and unfortunately, Hillary is butt into the wrong horse with green energy, which isn't going to work. So
for sure.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. And the book's available at Amazon and other booksellers all over the country. Steve, been a total pleasure, and really appreciate your coming on the show.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.